it. Nabil Khan is a manager for Armored Mobility. He is our guest this morning from Sandton in Johannesburg, who is purchasing armored vehicles. Nabil?
Good morning, Lester, and all listeners. Thank you for having Armored Mobility on Cape Talk this morning. With regards to people purchasing vehicles, our average clientele, it varies. There's a broad mix of clientele from your everyday housewife, diplomats, businessmen, farmers, as well as your VIPs that are purchasing these vehicles.
So do people buy the vehicles? And I'm sure it's if you can afford armor plating, you can probably afford a high-end car. So are people buying vehicles and then afterwards bring it to you to secure and to armor plate in the eventuality that they may need some sort of protection one day?
Most definitely. A lot of clients do tend to buy their own specific vehicles that they require and then have it armored. Or what we've seen is an increase in our Toyota Fortuners, Land Cruisers, very common vehicles to armor. So basically, yes, we do have some that are readily available as well for the client.
Just how big is this market? And I guess, again, if you can probably afford a high-end vehicle, you can probably afford having your car armored. But who exactly are the clients that are coming to you and saying, well, I feel unsafe? I feel a level of awareness when I'm driving, so I never know when something would happen. But I don't think if I could afford it, I would necessarily want to. But who exactly would those kind of clients be?
As I said, from your everyday housewife, a lot of our businessmen and your farmers, as well as your diplomats that are looking for armored vehicles.
So more people who are in the business or are generally targeted by syndicates, by the black market operatives, or is it simply ordinary people who just want to feel a little bit more secure?
It varies, as I say. It could be your ordinary people as well as your business people that are dealing in a lot of cash in the industries. Basically, they are looking for armored vehicles. Mm-hmm. So they would come through and say that they need an armored vehicle.
I guess people who are in the cash business sector. Yeah, if you have a small business, if you have a small holding, if you generally are in a business that is deemed unsafe or on the periphery of the very, very transparent sector between what is legitimate and illegitimate, you would probably feel that you need that.
Yes, of course.
Mm. How much would plating your car cost? Let's just say I have an M5.
So it would vary, all right? So basically, it all depends on the level of armor. I would say it usually would start from up to 500,000 up to 1.5 million, right?
Gosh, and for a car that, what I'm thinking now, high-end cars, they probably go for as the lower band, probably around about 800, 900, a million rand. You're adding another half a million, maybe even a million to that. So you end up having a car that is then costing you about 2 million rand.
Yes, that's what it is, basically.
But how resistant would plating be? Does it make your car heavier? Just take us through some of the operational things.
Okay, 100%. So basically, we do a level B4. All right, it's basically 9mm guns, 44 magnums, 357s. Basically, this armor is sufficient to protect you from your hijacking, smash and grab attempt, as well as brick throwing. The glass used provides protections against fragmentations. Level B4 adds approximately about 110 to 140 kgs on the vehicle. Mm.
Have you seen an increase in business over the last few months?
Yes, of course, there has been an increase in business over the last few months.
Is it because we're seeing an increase in kidnappings? And what we've seen is largely people who are in business, or if you look at the Moti kidnappings, people whose children are vulnerable. If you are a certain level of income in South Africa, you are, police say, probably you look like to be in the targets of organized criminals. They're not kidnapping working class kids to be held for ransom. These are people who are high net worth individuals.
Yes, with the increase in kidnappings, we've seen a lot of business coming through, hijackings, as well as contract killing, basically. There has been an increase in the business on that thing. Those people ensure the safety is top priority. So basically, that's why they're looking for armored vehicles at the moment.
Is there a high level of anonymity in this industry?
Yes, there is.
You don't want to disclose, or you wouldn't disclose, this is another happy customer, because knowing if a vehicle is armored or not, you know, changes the tactic of people who may want to see you as a target.
Yes, of course, in this industry, it works on confidentiality. So, yes, I'm not allowed to disclose who does build our vehicles and stuff like that. They have the gift.
You also wouldn't, if I were to pull up next to a car that is armored, I wouldn't know whether it is armored or not.
Yeah, so you get two types of armoring. You get concealed armor, which would be like your normal vehicle, you wouldn't know. And then you get non-concealed armor. Those are usually used on the Fidelity trucks and stuff like that, where you'd be able to see that it's armored.
How does this then affect my driving or a person's driving if their cars are now weighted down with extra armor?
Okay, so basically this additional weight that's added on remains under the gross vehicle weight rating, and it has a very minimal effect on acceleration, handling, and performance. So basically, it leaves no need to change the suspension or braking system of the vehicle. It would drive like a normal, ordinary vehicle.
Alvin's calling in. Alvin, you have a question for Nabil. Alvin, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Lester.
What's your question?
I'd like to ask what happens to your one's insurance, because your car is now virtually doubled in value. Are you going to pay more for insurance, or are you going to pay less because you're safer, I'd imagine?
That's a very good question, Nabil.
Okay, so with regards to insurance, it will depend. But in most cases, the insurance would be a bit more because of the amount on the extras added on your bullet resistant glass. So yes, and they will quote it basically on all the certification that we would provide through to the client for the insurance.
Mm. Just if we're looking at how safe it is, I would obviously, I guess, would withstand a brick. You also mentioned just simply strengthening a car's body and windows simply just to protect from brick damage and stone damage. And I think particularly in what we've seen recently of people dropping stones and bricks, you know, from overhead bridges on highways, would that also be a way of protecting occupants?
Yes, it is a way of protecting occupants. So in a level B6, you're looking at a 36-millimeter glass added to your vehicle. So basically, it can protect you from fragmentation should they throw a rock on your windscreen.
I think it's fascinating. I I'm not in any way anywhere close in the proximity of a high net worth individual. I drive and I use the road and I travel around the city where I live in with a fair level of caution. But is it just simply within the South African nature to be extremely cautious? And I think of, you know, there have been gadgets on the market of anti-hijack systems where they, you know, launch gas outside the car. I saw one which was like more of a research and development type, where there was almost like flamethrowers on the side of vehicles. To me, it seems like overkill, but if people feel unsafe, they would take precautions and you know, put in the installations on their vehicles to mitigate against how unsafe they feel.
Yes, there is. In fact, with an armored vehicle, we do offer certain products that we can add on to an armored vehicle.
Like what? Like a flamethrower?
No, not actually a flamethrower. Let me just give you through what would be some of the things that we can add on to you. It will be your pepper spray system. All right. That's one of the very popular add-ons that we do with our vehicles. Military run flat tires, steel bands, that's inserted into your vehicle's tires. That will give you protection should they have to shoot at your vehicle's tires, basically.
I think it's fascinating. Nabil Khan is the manager at Armored Mobility. I as I said, I completely drive with all my eyes open on the road. I know a violent crime situation in South Africa. But at the end of the day, I guess if you can afford a high-end vehicle, you would probably want to keep it safe. And if you can afford a high-end vehicle, you could probably afford all the add-ons, like armor. Your thoughts, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.